Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I'd like to welcome the most interesting Richard Bartholomew to the show. I recently met Richard at an event where he described to me a deceptively simple process for helping people eliminate their addictions. He's calling all the way in from England, which you'll be able to tell by his beautiful accent. His process is simple but sophisticated, with a lot of science and psychology behind it. He developed this process out of his own needs, which included quitting smoking, drinking, and losing several kilos or pounds of excess weight. His background includes years in the IT departments of different companies. So let's hear from Richard himself. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Hello, Anastasia. Thank you for inviting me, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear what happened and how you developed this process. Can you tell us more about how you got started and what gave you the idea to do it precisely in the way that you did it?
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier,
Hello.
And wealthier lives.
Yes, I want to remind all our listeners that you're listening to Richard Bartholomew on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. So, Richard, can you tell us more about how you got started and a little bit more about your process and what gave you the idea to do it precisely the way you did it?
Yes. Well, back in a few years ago, I'd been smoking for many years and I had several attempts to give up. I managed to give it up for a few weeks, but I always drifted back to smoking again. So this, after 30 years of on-off smoking, I decided I had to give up because my health was suffering. But I realized I wouldn't be able to give up straight away. So I decided I'd have to set myself a date. So I set myself a date for 10 to 14 days ahead. And then every time I lit up a cigarette, I would just self-talk to myself, saying in 10 days' time, on whatever date it was, the 10th of March, I will be a non-smoker. And every day I would change that, every time I had a cigarette. And I carried on repeating, continuously self-talking to myself, reprogramming my inner self, until eventually the night before the day I was going to give up, I timed it so I had my last cigarette before I went to bed. And the next morning I woke up a non-smoker, and I haven't had a cigarette since. And that was nearly 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's really, really, really incredible, because smoking is one of the toughest addictions to give up. And what people don't realize is that your process of programming yourself is exactly what you need, because the body works in a binary fashion. It's either yes or no, even though people think there are shades of gray, but not physiologically. So tell us a little bit more how you did that. You know, there's self-talk, but you've created a process for other people too. So there, included in the self-talk, just how you did it.
Yes, well, I basically just set myself a date. I'd obviously decided to quit smoking, picked a date about 10 days ahead, carried on smoking as normal, and then just self-taught in my head, in 10 days' time, on the 10th of March, I will be a non-smoker. In 10 days' time, on the 10th of March, I will smoke my last cigarette. I will become fitter and healthier. I will love being a non-smoker. I will love being fitter and healthier. And then on the following day, I'll change it to in 9 days' time, and so on and so forth, until the day before, I would say tomorrow, I'm a non-smoker. And then on that day, I woke up and I was a non-smoker.
Yeah.
And then
so this
once I'd done
right.
When I decided I had to quit drinking, I used the method again with great success. And then I realized there was something going on there, and I've used it to basically change my life completely and to lose weight, change jobs, create wealth, now I'm hoping to pass that information on to other people. And I've also created an app to make it easier to self-talk by being able to record your voice, which is then played back repetitively every 10 seconds over a meditational backing track.
Yes, and this is the power of affirmation. So what you were doing actually was affirming your process. And what a lot of people don't understand about affirmations is that the subconscious mind doesn't process the word not, like a negative, and the subconscious can only process things like I am. So you say, I am a non-smoker, things like that. And so this is actually a very sophisticated process. And I've read your book. Tell me the title of your book.
The book is called New Year, New You.
Yeah, New Year, New You.
And it's how to regain control of through reprogramming your inner genius by quitting addictions and cravings.
Exactly. So the book is so beautiful in its simplicity. And that's what I want to stress to people, because a lot of people make these things really complicated. They go on about, why am I smoking? Why do I still do it? Instead, we just switch that talk, that conscious mind talk off, and we just talk to the subconscious, which is really powerful. So you've helped break through that resistance to the subconscious. And you show exactly in this book in such a simple way. And I realize that you know a lot more than what you reveal in the book because of some of the things that you said in the book. It was really clear to me. So this app,
yes.
Let's talk about your app for a second.
Okay.
Because you call this your inner genius. And you call this app the Genius Master or Genie Master Key. And it's
Genie
a free
Master
app.
Genie Master Key, yes.
Right,
it's,
Genie
yes,
Master
it's
Key.
Yes, it's a free app. And it allows you, as I said, to record your affirmations as messages. An affirmation is a statement of intent through self-talk or speaking out loud. And a message is a recorded affirmation, and so you can listen to these messages, as I call them, in your own voice over a meditative backing track or even any track of your choice, And that allows your mind to freeze your mind for creative visualization.
Yes, and what listening to your own voice does is it also breaks down the resistance because it's you telling you. It's not someone telling you.
No, not somebody else in like the third person, you are. It is I am, which is what
exactly.
You're saying. And they're positive affirmations. And going in, as you said, to your subconscious, or as I call it, the inner genius, and becoming reprogrammed.
Exactly. And I'm sure our listeners are super duper curious whether this process could possibly work for them. Because I'm sure, like you had, and many people that I've talked to that have quit smoking, they've used those vapor cigarettes, and they've used all kinds of different hypnosis techniques and so forth, and and are probably stuck in the same infinite do loop that you were stuck into.
That's right.
yes, it, for those people that are programming, this is a do loop that has no way out. And so this is the way out. This is the escape key.
That's right. With addictions and cravings, you can't just stop. It's not going to work. So you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself mentally and physically. And so reprogramming your inner genius is preparing your body that on a certain date it's not going to get its fix anymore. So almost you can imagine the inner minions are being told that's the end of the fix on a certain date. So, and it's worked for me.
Yeah, the inner minions, that's your little voices inside your head that are telling you what to do.
That's
right. So can you describe a case or two that you've dealt with and taught this method that could give a great example for the listeners?
Well, actually, my greatest success, which I'm quite proud of, is my daughter, actually. She was serving in the British Army, and she was over in Afghanistan, and on a six-month tour, but she was based in Germany. And she finished her tour, and she got into a bit of a drinking culture, and then she entered a deep depression, and she was being treated for depression. So I actually sat her down one day and said to her, look, I think your depression is being caused by your drinking. And she actually listened to me as well, which was a first. And took her through the process, and it worked for her. And she's changed her life around. She left the army now, and she's getting a very well-paid job. And she uses the process now for training, and she's lost a lot of weight, and she uses it for fitness and motivation. So that's my greatest success. And also, when I went back offshore in my real job as a remotely operated vehicle pilot, working with a lot of the younger guys offshore, they were very interested when they found out I'd given up smoking and drinking. And a couple of them have used it for stopping smoking. But they were very good, actually, in a lot of feedback for the app. And the app sort of developed with their help as well. So I'm very pleased with that. And very pleased, actually, the younger generation seemed quite interested in the process.
Yeah, so just to clarify, there are a number of things in his little book here. It's a genius guide, which is a word that he uses. His website's called thegeniest.com. So it's genie, GENIEIST.com. And some of the things that are said in the affirmations, like there's the pre-start messages is on such and such a date. You pick your date. I will stop smoking. On this date, I will be a non-smoker. On this date, I will love being a healthy non-smoker. On this date, I will love exercising, eating healthily, and feeling fit. And then once you reach that date, then you go to, I am finally nicotine free. I love feeling free. I love being free. I love breathing fresh and clean air. I love feeling relaxed and calm. So these are statements that you then have repeated in your app, and you sit and listen to them when you're relaxing or going to sleep. The best time for people, this is scientifically proven, is just when people wake up and just when people fall asleep. And that's because your subconscious is not being so strictly guarded by the conscious, which is the gatekeeper. So on Vivid Life, we ask everybody, how's your vivid life? So on facebook.com/vividlife.me, people are telling their stories about what their vivid life looks like. So, Richard, what does your vivid life look like?
Well, the vivid life I would like is to carry on being a full-time author and passing on useful information, researching useful information, and continuing to develop self-help apps, and also continuing with an occasional radio show guest, talking to wonderful people like yourself.
Okay, awesome. Yes, awesome, awesome. And I love it that you're doing exactly what you want to do in life right at the moment. And like a lot of us, I think you and I are about the same age, a lot of us took this long to finally do what makes us really happy. And
it's been a long road, actually, but it takes me back to the book, because it wasn't until I conquered addictions and cravings are so restraining, constraining, that it wasn't until I gave up drinking. I actually talk about it in the book, because I give you examples of what my life was like, how I did it. But it was like I had a chainmail overcoat on, and it gradually slipped down from my shoulders to the floor, and eventually I stepped out of it, and I was free. I had no more addictions, and my life has changed incredibly since then, in just the last sort of 8 or 9 years. Well, 9 years since I gave up drinking.
Wow, that's a long time. And 20 years since you gave up smoking. So that's really difficult, super difficult to do, and to do both of those. And did you gain any weight after you stopped smoking?
I did eventually, yes, and that was the start of, and then when I gave up drinking, I seemed to lose a bit of weight, and then it came back on again, and I suppose the food offshore as well was quite good at the time, so I was, in fact, when I was offshore, it wasn't a problem, because we were so active, but when I was coming home, I was putting on a bit of weight, but I seem to have conquer that now as well with the same process.
Exactly. Yes, the problem that a lot of people say, I don't want to quit smoking because I'm going to gain 40 pounds. So with this particular process, you don't have to do that.
No,
right? Right, you can use this for everything.
Yes, for your general diet, for fitness, for weight loss.
Yes, and
so it's
and,
taking that control, it's conscious control of your life. In fact,
yes, exactly. I too felt imprisoned. My one addiction, I never smoked and I don't drink, but my one addiction was coffee. And if I didn't get my cup of coffee in the morning, I'd have a splitting headache by noon. And I too felt very trapped by it. And finally, when I gave it up, it took a lot to give it up. And finally, when I gave it up, I know exactly that feeling. It's like I don't have to worry about getting my caffeine fix, no matter where I am.
No, it's a great relief, actually, not to be addicted to anything. But
exactly.
One of the things that changed my life was when I saw a quote from Carl Jung, who said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. And suddenly that was a light bulb moment for me. And I realized what had been going on in my life, that we actually are conscious. Well, we're subconsciously programming ourselves. And when you can actually consciously program yourself, then the sky's the limit, basically.
Yes, exactly right. And what people don't realize is that our bodies are meant to be programmed, that our brain and our DNA are both devices in which we can program. So in our DNA, we have certain sequencing, like in the human DNA, there's about 5% sequencing of proteins, and 95% is our programming. The programming is whether where your family comes from. In other words, if they were all rich or poor or overweight or skinny, it doesn't matter. That programming comes through the DNA, and we can reprogram this process. That's a process that I use. But also in the brain, this process of affirmations, if you do it right, just like what you were, what you're doing, if you do it right, it's extremely powerful. So you can reprogram the subconscious to whatever your bidding is. And it works a little like hypnosis, but it's not really hypnosis. You're doing it consciously, just like you said.
Well,
so
that's
people
right.
can,
I mean, with hypnosis, I always feel that that suggests that somebody else is controlling you, which is why I've called it geniism.
Exactly. So let's tell people how they can find you.
Right. They can go to thegeniest.com, and on there is a contact page, and they can email me directly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have also have links to the app, which is on iTunes and on Google Play. I have links to that. And a link to the book, which is on Amazon Kindle.
And you also have hard copies, too. I guess they could buy a hard copy somehow.
Yes, they can. They can order a hard copy from Amazon CreateSpace.
Exactly. And so just to remind people, it's The Genius, TheGenieist.com. And
that's
takes
right.
you right to, right, it takes you right to Richard's website, in which he describes his process and has links to the, it's a free app. So it allows you to
it's
record.
The app is free, yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of upgrades, but you don't need the upgrade until you just start using it and find that you need them. And it allows you to play. Is the music that's available for it, is it the binaural music?
No, it's a bilateral sound, which pans rapidly from ear to ear and synchronizes the brain, which is good for visualization.
Yes, and it also helps bypass the conscious mind by doing that. It gets you into a relaxed state.
Yes, but there is an upgrade in there to the playlist function, which is only a dollar or something, so you could play any backing track of your choice and create your own playlist from your own music. So you can then use it for anything, really. Motivation. You can put on some rock music if you want. And
exactly.
Listen to your affirmations.
Okay, so this is all we have time for. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and for our guest, Richard Bartholomew, for sharing how he beat the most insidious addictions. You can find him at thegenius.com and his free app on iTunes. And let's let programming your body and mind go on autopilot to help you become successful. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free gift and my newsletter to learn how to connect physics to healing your body, mind, and spirit. Mark your calendars for next Thursday so you can join us again next week for another powerful conversation, this time with Jacqueline Schaefer on using leadership skills in family life to improve the dynamics on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, hosted on Vivid Life Radio.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. To feel and look younger and more energized today, go to www.scientifichealer.com and get your free powerful healing audio. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now, take a deep breath before you go about your day.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.